Life Group Leaders, this is Kevin Hover, and I'm excited to provide this month's LeaderCast topic, Knowing the Spiritual Next Step for each of your members of your life group. As you know, life groups are a great place to experience authentic community, and as life group leaders, we want to create an environment where our groups know one another on a personal level. And it is common for people to naturally gravitate towards topics such as work, family, hobbies, and interests. Or if someone is going through a particularly difficult time, a life group is a great place to gain support, guidance, and prayer so that a person can persevere through adversity. All of these topics provide great conversations within the context of a life group, and leaders are encouraged to foster this type of environment on a regular and consistent basis. And this is how our members of our group get to know one another. But how well would you say your group knows one another's next step in their journey of following Christ? If we're not careful, our life groups can gravitate towards focusing on everything but one another's spiritual next steps. You might have a group that is very connected relationally, but may not spend much time focusing on one another's spiritual walk. Or you might have a group that is very intent on studying Scripture, but then doesn't take time to discuss how each member can apply what they've learned into their daily lives. As life group leaders, we must be intentional about creating a culture of discipleship. And this begins with knowing where everyone is at with regards to his or her personal relationship with Jesus. And here is something very important to remember. Some people attending your group may not yet consider themselves as believers, while others might be very mature believers. But one thing is common among everyone, and that is we all have a next step to take in growing our relationship with Christ. Some people might be considering a key milestone type of next step in their spiritual walk, such as committing their life to Christ, making the decision to be baptized, becoming a missionary, making a commitment to tithe, or deciding to go into full-time ministry. While others' next step might be sharing his or her salvation experience with the group, leading a group in prayer time, inviting a friend to life group, joining a life team at church, diving deeper into scripture or prayer, or even becoming a life group leader. Really, the options are endless because our relationship with Christ and our spiritual journey will last for eternity. The key is to know each of your members well so you can lead them well. And the only way you can know them well is to have personal conversations with them about where they are at in the context of their faith. Here are a few conversation starters that have worked really well for me. If you are concluding your study for the evening, ask the question, in light of what you have learned from Scripture this evening, what is one takeaway that you can begin doing immediately? If you're having a one-on-one conversation with someone, and they are sharing a life event with you, you can ask, what do you think God is teaching you through this event? Or how are you handling this from a spiritual perspective? Sometimes the topic comes up very easy because, after all, we're in the context of a life group. You can always ask, how would you rate your relationship with the Lord right now? What is your spiritual next step? Have you been thinking about taking a next step spiritually but have held back for some reason? If so, what is it that's holding you back? By having routine conversations with our life group members, we can gain a lot of information and know where they are at in regards to their relationship with the Lord and offer any assistance to help them along their spiritual journey. This is Kevin Hover, and I'm glad to provide this LeaderCast to you.